and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of this Friday the 13th, 2026 edition. Joining us on the line from the road is Monica Yatuma. She's candidate for Secretary of State at the upcoming nominating convention on March 28th down in Novi. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Randy. Gosh, I didn't realize today was Friday the 13th.
So sorry, but yes, it is. You're out there. Is it snowing where you're at?
Nope. So I was in Kalamazoo having some coffee with some delegates there, and I left, and it's dry there. But coming into the Detroit area, it seems to be raining, but no snow.
Okay. I'm in Mount Pleasant, and we've got about 3 to 4 inches, and North Country is getting anywhere from 8 to 12 between today and tomorrow. So winds, and yeah, it's been crazy. Hey, I wanted to ask you, as you're going around and you're meeting with these delegates, what is basically the feedback? What is the comments you're hearing from these actual voting delegates that you're meeting with?
So, listen, they just want an honest candidate for Secretary of State that has integrity and that also has the competency and the qualifications. They don't want a rehash of what happened the last go-around, where a candidate gets in the general election and then we get clobbered, right? So they're concerned. This is a really hot seat. It's important the delegates, and they just want to get the right person in there. But I keep hearing about election integrity and voter fraud. It's top of mind for all these delegates. They just truly believe the elections are not secure, and they want them fixed, and they want a candidate that's dedicated to that.
Well, and on that vein, and you've talked about it with us on this show, you know, almost it seems like every interview we do, this is a very much top of mind, but yet I guess comparing yourself to the other candidates running for this nomination on the Republican side, there's quite a bit of differences between the three of you, and you're actually out there, you know, basically explaining that to people.
Yeah, there are differences. So you have one candidate who is a county clerk. You know, I didn't have the luxury of walking into a county that already had a team set for me and a process ready to go, right? I built my business from scratch. I built that success. I built the teams that run the operation. I think that's a huge difference. And I think something to note that's also important is that the Warren City Clerk, and Warren is the third largest city in the entire state, and a clerk in Macomb County has endorsed me versus the candidate that, you know, this clerk works under. And I think that that speaks volumes. And me compared to the other non-clerk candidate in this race, I mean, the huge difference there is that I've held multiple management positions and leadership roles, whereas that candidate has not. And I think that's a huge deal, because the role of Secretary of State is to be able to, you know, lead, manage, enforce laws, and implement these new ideas from an operational efficiency standpoint.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I know, you've had also a county clerk endorse you, which it takes a lot of guts, you know, because as county clerks, they have to work with the next Secretary of State. But you've secured that endorsement, as well as many municipal clerks at the township levels. I want you to tell the folks all about that process.
Yeah, absolutely. I have secured the, you know, local clerks all over the state, local and municipal, all over the state, as well as the Isabella County clerk, which I think is another important endorsement. A lot of these clerks, they work with each other, and they believe that the other clerk in this race just, you know, has not really done anything for election integrity or much of anything at all up until he decided to get in the race. And I think that's just kind of a deal breaker for some people. And believe it or not, a lot of these clerks don't want another clerk as Secretary of State. They want a non-clerk, and especially somebody with my exact experience, that business leadership experience, because they don't want somebody that's going to come in with the same ideas from the process that's been broken all these years. They want somebody with new and fresh ideas that can come in and fix the broken process.
Well, a perfect example of that is Jocelyn Benson. I mean, she wasn't a clerk previously to holding Secretary of State position, but she comes at it with a completely different political agenda, ideology, thought process, much different than you. And look how successful, whether we want to agree to it or admit it, look how successful she's been on implementing her rules and how elections are to be run and telling the clerks what to do. She's been, I'm sorry, but she's been very successful in her agenda. And as a business person, it sometimes you need to know how to play the game.
Exactly. And you nailed it. It's unfortunately, she's been successful, whether we like that or not. But she came in without any clerk experience, learned the process, and learned how to manipulate that process to her advantage and to the Democrat Party advantage, because she had that ability to come in and think outside of the box. And that's right. Going to be extremely important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So basically, using the same type of mode of operandi, just coming at it from a different political agenda and actually a different thought process than what she's used.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. One thing I did want to talk to you about, the actual endorsement convention itself. Have you been out there talking with the precinct delegates? Have you been making calls? How successful have you been, you know, contacting the folks one-on-one?
Yeah, absolutely. I do that every single day. I'm calling delegates every day, but I'm also traveling to different areas of the state still every single day. You know, this morning I was in Kalamazoo. Tomorrow I'll be in Pinckney and Grand Rapids. We'll be up north for a couple of forums on Sunday in Emmett County and Roscommon County. So the grind is still full speed ahead. And then now on top of that, we have all these delegates that are selected to go to state convention. And so now I'm calling them every single day.
Right. Now, I do want to forewarn you for the weather up here in northern Michigan. If you got a good set of snow tires, that's one thing. But, you know, Kevin Kiafsky was just talking about coming up north as well. And I'm like, dude, drive your Jeep. Don't take the Mustang.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I thought we were going to be done with the snow now and the weather was going to be breaking, and here we are back to the snow.
Right. Well, one of the things that I think is very important for people to know is, again, your business background. For those of you who haven't heard Monica on the show in the past, this is a different time slot. Monica, a lot of people are getting ready to go to lunch, so they're going out to their vehicles and getting in their cars, turning on the radio station. What would you like to say to those folks about your resume, your background, your business experience?
Here's what I'll say. So I'm the CEO of a biohazardous medical waste management company. I started this company from the ground up, and we operate very successfully across the entire state. It's a very strict compliance industry. So on a regular basis, I deal with many government entities, including OSHA, LARA, EPA, DOT. And it's also a strict chain of custody and strong documentation type industry, because medical waste from point of generation to disposal has to be documented, logged, and tracked every step of the way. That's how we avoid a public health and safety hazard. So that same process is what I will apply to our absentee ballots in our elections. I do this in my everyday work. I've worked elections. I've recruited election workers. And I'm not a career politician. I built a successful company. Again, it's a highly regulated industry. So compliance, audits, and accountability, those are daily requirements for me. I understand complex systems. I understand oversight. And I understand that when something is wrong, you fix it. And that's exactly the kind of leadership that we need in the Secretary of State's office to restore confidence in our elections.
Got a text message. Tom down in Indian River he's an elderly gentleman. He says he's not computer savvy, and he has a lot of difficulties trying to get an appointment on his cell phone to go into his local branch. As the next Secretary of State, what do you plan to do regarding the current appointment system as far as maintaining that, but yet maybe perhaps walk-ins? What can you do? What can you tell Tom?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom, and I want to address this because it's a top priority for me. We're going to keep the appointment process, but I'm actually also going to bring in walk-in ability. I'm going to bring that back. So during certain times of the week, you'll still be able to walk in, and I'll have an express lane created as well for the quicker transactions so you can walk in. So it'll be a hybrid schedule of being able to make an appointment, but also being able to walk in.
Okay, very good. Next question, real quick. Do you see this being a one ballot, one person getting over the 50% plus one, or do you think this is going to go to a runoff to a second election there at the convention?
We do believe that it's going to end up going to a second round with a runoff.
And at that point, you would be in a position to reach out to those other delegates that were supporting the third candidate that gets dropped off. Do you actually have a plan to work them at the convention, or are you going to try to mention that to them as you're making these phone calls?
So we're going to, I discuss it with them when I make these phone calls. We have a plan to work them at convention as well. So we're doing both.
Okay, very good. Last question. How are you doing with the family? You're married, you have kids, been out there traveling all across the state. How is things going? How is your family handling mom being gone a lot?
Well, listen, it was a tough adjustment at first, but now they're just used to it. And it's great. And I thank God a million times for my husband because he's been so supportive and picking up a lot of the slack at home with the kids because the kids are so used to mom being around all the time. So it's been fine. They miss me. I miss them. But they understand that this is something that I'm passionate about. It's important. And they understand that I'm doing this for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we appreciate the efforts. I know you're traveling, like you say, you're out there. Final thoughts, final thing you'd like to say to any precinct delegates that you haven't spoken to yet on the phone?
I humbly ask for your support and your vote at the nominating convention on March 28th. I am the only candidate in this race that is not a career politician and that has not been a part of the broken Lansing system for the past 15 or 20 years. I bring that outside business leadership experience and grassroots advocacy with a proven track record of success, being able to successfully implement and get the work done that's important for the conservative movement.
And your website, if people want to check you out online, Monica, what's the website for your campaign to be the next Secretary of State?
So the website is MonicaForMichigan.com, and I'm on all social media channels at Monica Yatuma Official.
Very good. Excellent. Well, again, stay safe out there, and safe travels if you head north this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, everybody. God bless.
God bless you. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of this Friday the 13th edition. Greatly appreciate Monica Yatuma coming in onto the show from the road. And in full disclosure and transparency, I have personally endorsed her for Secretary of State. Much like my wife, Victoria Bishop, going into and becoming the Antrim County Clerk, she was a businesswoman. Business background, business degree, very successful in the private sector, like Monica, running and owning their own businesses, knowing how to go in and implement new policies, bringing the office into the 21st century, but more importantly, election integrity. We have got to fix the state of Michigan. The state of Michigan is broken. It is broken in so many ways. You can't even begin to understand how many ways this state of Michigan is broken. And it's happened primarily over the last 7.5 years, whatever it's been, with the Democrats in the top three offices of this state. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. And like we just discussed with Monica Yatuma, whether you agree with her or not, Benson has been very successful of implementing her political agenda. The rules that she's implemented regarding the elections back in 2020, elected in 2018, took office January 1st of 2019, she was in charge and ran the November 2020 elections. Back then, of course, we were dealing with COVID, which started in March of that year. The primary elections were impacted. The general election in November was affected. And it was because of their rules and their absolutely unconstitutional declaratory rulings that was the way we were supposed to run our elections, was all under the stewardship of Jocelyn Benson, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. As a poll challenger, being trained to be a poll challenger, having credentials to go down and work there in TCF Center, Cobo Hall's basement, on election night, pulling all-nighter. we were told that we couldn't get within 6 feet of the small Apple iPads that was their poll books. 6 feet away, you can't even read the screen. You can't even look at the signatures and compare it to the signatures on the privacy envelopes. And if you tried to get closer, the workers were all trained to start screaming, "You're in my space, you're in my space." Wayne County Sheriff's, City of Detroit police officers would come running over and telling us to back up. We couldn't do our jobs. Who implemented that? Who put those rules out? Jocelyn Benson. And again, like Monica Yutuma said, Jocelyn Benson's never even been a clerk. She did this with her background as a lawyer, using the law, looking at the law, and knowing exactly how far she could stretch the laws without breaking it. But honestly, she actually broke our election laws 7 times in court. She was found guilty of breaking election laws. You know what the problem is? Those election laws were passed and signed into law back in the 1970s by Governor William Milliken. And every single one of those laws that she broke had no punishments. No fines, no fees, no jail time, no nothing. So as an attorney, she knew to look at those statutes and said, you know what? I can break these laws and run these elections the way I want to, because even if they find me guilty in a court of law, which we have not once, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, but 7 times found guilty by 7 different courts, guilty of breaking our election laws, but never spent day one in jail. Never had to pay any fines, fees, nothing. Well, we need a conservative Christian Republican Secretary of State to go in and clean up this unbelievable monstrosity of a election system we have in place. And I believe that person is Monica Yutuma. She's an outsider. She's not a former state representative. She's not a politician. She's a businesswoman. She hasn't worked for a previous Secretary of State as a driver, as a chauffeur for Terry Lynn Land. She started her own biohazard company and is the CEO of it and has made it very successful. We need those type of experiences and knowledge to be the next Secretary of State. And if you are a precinct delegate, I ask that you join me and many others in voting for Monica Yutuma at the Novi Endorsement Convention. We will work our butts off to make sure she gets elected in November. Honestly, looking at the other two candidates, not really that excited. Will I vote for them if they defeat Monica at the convention? Yes, I will. But I'm not going to knock on doors. I'm not going to put up signs. And I'm definitely not going to make phone calls. If they win, they win. Because that's basically where I stand. I am totally excited about her becoming the next Secretary of State, getting in there and cleaning things up. And it's what we need. I greatly appreciate you considering her for your vote at the upcoming convention. And if you want to talk to her, just text me, Monica, and I'll send you her cell phone number. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back here on Monday. Have a great weekend and stay safe in the snow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words at both.